We all know that women are not funny. And no one proves it better than Kay Ballard, the accidental lawyer who is the accidental host of our show. Of course, every accident that Kay Ballard encounters is intentional. And now her intention is to accidentally disprove the show's premise. So sit back and enjoy a fun conversation that matters between Kay and today's fabulous featured guest. Welcome to Women Are Not Funny Radio.
Well, hello. This is Kay Ballard, and I'm so glad that you're joining me today for yet another We Are in Hiatus edition. Yes, women are not funny, and apparently women are not in hiatus. I mean, this is truly a hiatus fail. Now, some wouldn't admit it, but what choice do I have? Because I'm here, and you are here, and this is definitely not a hiatus. But what it is, and this is only a prediction, but today is truly going to be a fun conversation that matters because our featured guest is Martha Giffen. Now, the reason I'm able to make that prediction is that this is actually the third time that Martha has been the featured guest on the show. This appearance will be the first time that anyone has been the featured guest on Women Are Not Funny for three times. And it means that Martha will actually have been the featured guest for more times than the regular featured guest on our show. I mean, any way you do the math, it doesn't make sense. So what does it mean, though? Does it mean that Martha is truly funny? Or does it mean that Martha is convincingly not funny? Here are a few things you may recall about Martha. She and I have a lot in common. We're both blonde Southern women from the South. We both attended law school, and neither of us can remember why we did such a thing. And like me, Martha never met a microphone she didn't love. But today, Martha's here on the occasion of a launch of her new website, mommygalaxy.com. And we're going to celebrate that. It's actually the pre-launch by making this the mother of all shows. Now, actually, I can dispense with my conventional opening questions for Martha because I know the answers all too well. Yes, Martha will be using her appearance as a stepping stone for something better and to step all over me. And yes, she wants to take over my show. But Martha, I think you've already taken over my show. This is the third time you've been on, Martha. Martha, why are you here? What more could you possibly have to say?
You know, I'm so glad you're asking me that, Kay, because the thing is, I was born talking, and I never stop. So at the end of your show, when you're, like, cutting me off and giving me the goodbye, I'm still going. So I'm always ready for the next time. It just never ends. I don't stop.
I see. So actually, in the intervening time since the last time you were here, you didn't realize that you were no longer on the show, that the show was over?
I've been chattering away. I thought that you were still listening, but, you know, I'm realizing now that you weren't.
Yeah, well, I'm listening now, and I'd like to hear all about this new website. What is Mommy Galaxy? Tell me about Mommy Galaxy.
You know, it came about, you know, I had grown, my boys are grown now, 20, 24, and 27. But I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years, absolutely loved it. Not every single minute of it, but it was a lot of fun. And during that time, I was living away from my mom. I had to, you know, who do you ask for advice, blah, blah, blah. And I tended to look for older women for advice, you know, in my community, in my church, whatever. And through the years, since I only had boys, I was always drawn to, like, the girls that they would bring in. Like, you know, I just loved chit-chatting with them. I didn't really have a shopping buddy like I had with my own mom and that kind of thing. And it just really came about is my desire to help young moms turn to a place where they can ask the older moms or more seasoned moms, whatever you want to call us, questions about, you know, how to raise the kids, parenting, you know, life, really. And so that's really what Mommy Galaxy is. We have a few articles on the main page, but the crux of it is the forum where we want people to come and chat and, you know, glean from my years of mommyhood.
Would you call this a portal website? Do you have an official name for it? Okay. Well, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's very cool looking. And there you are up in the upper right hand corner, and it's called Martha's Corner. And it's a corner. And you're in the corner. And you say, "Hi, I'm Martha Giffen, resident mom for Mommy Galaxy." Are you the resident mom?
I am the resident mom. And, you know, true to my personality, my picture had to be on the front page always. You know, I want them to know who the lead mom is. And, you know, I'm really going to be the moderator in the forum, you know, for all the moms to come together. You know, they're not coming into the forum just to get advice from me. I'm really the moderator, and I'm calling myself the resident mom because this is where I'm going to reside for a while.
Yeah, well, and you did put yourself in the corner. But how did you come up with the name Mommy Galaxy? It's a great name.
Yeah. I think it's a fabulous name, and I actually have a partner on this who had the name Mommy Galaxy, and they were trying to do something with it, but just couldn't get it to work. And we just put our two heads together and came up with the forum idea, and you know, the partner's in the background, and I'm taking the forum and running with it.
I see. So you didn't really consider any other names. This one just kind of fell into your lap, so to speak, right?
I know. And you know how lucky was that? Not only is it Mommy Galaxy, but same initials, you know, MG, Martha Giffen. I mean, is it not the perfect fit?
It is. But, you know, one thing that occurs to me is, is Mommy Galaxy intergalactic? I mean, are you trying to attract Star Trek fans?
You know, I might attract those, but I wouldn't have anything in common with them because I'm not a Trekkie. I mean, I really don't get it. What I think Mommy Galaxy means is, you know, it's just a universal thing, you know, being a mommy. I mean, it covers the entire planet, and we're all out there together. We're all trying to connect with each other, and that's how I see it. You know, anywhere you go, you're going to run into a mommy, right? So we are the galaxy as we know it.
Yeah. The world is dangerous that way. You can run into a mommy anywhere. Now, Martha, resident mom, though, you know, did you consider something maybe like intergalactic mom? Did you consider that?
You know, I didn't, but now that you're mentioning it, maybe I should have. Maybe I should have, like, even gotten some kind of, you know, costume. You know, maybe, you know, my favorite cartoon character was always Jane Jetson. So maybe
intergalactic mom. But another thing that kind of crosses my mind, though, is particularly since you love authority, you know, I mean, admit it, you do love authority. Did you consider naming yourself or calling yourself, and it's not too late, Martha, Pope Mama? How about Pope Mama?
I have not thought about Pope Mama, but that you know, I don't like that. But Mama, I'm not big on Mama. Mama doesn't fit me.
It's not elegant, is it? How about Mother Superior? You know, you could be.
You know, the word mother really doesn't fit me either, because I tell you, one of my sons only calls me mother when he's irritated at me. Like, mother, really?
Well, that, you know, that's so interesting, and what we call our own mothers and what our children call us is always very personal to the experience. But in my own case, my mother, once I reached about 10 years old, my mother told me that I was too old to refer to her as mommy, so that I should call her mother from that point on. And I promise you, she has never been anything else. Mother. It's
wow.
rather formal.
That's see, rather I go formal. Back and forth with my mother. I call her mother a lot of times, especially when I'm talking about her. But a lot of times when I'm talking to her, I say mama. Very mm-hmm. Southern. Mama and daddy. That's who my parents were to me, mama and daddy.
Well, you know, you mentioned that you have three grown sons. And one of the things that I have been curious about for a long time, and of course this predates my knowledge of Mommy Galaxy, I remember asking one of my friends, Lucretia Pruitt, who used to be Geek Mommy, but is now Lucretia Pruitt, I asked her, when does one cease to be, if you're a blogger and you're a mother, at what point do you become no longer a, or what, you know, what makes a mommy blogger? And she thought it was a very interesting question and one that she hadn't really considered. But you're telling me that you still identify very strongly as a mother. Is that true?
And, you know, I feel like I always will. I mean, really from the time that you hold your baby for the first time, to me, from then on, you're a mom. I mean, your role will change as far as you're not their caretaker or whatever, but you're always their mom. And there is such a special bond between moms and their kids. And each challenge that they have is really sort of a challenge for you, too. Especially, you know, how the firstborn is. Everything they do, you've never done it before either, so it's such a big deal. But then by the time the third one comes along, it's like, oh, okay, go on, do that. So it's your relationship with them is forever. It really is.
Well, I agree with much of what you just said, but let me tell you, my own experience is quite a bit different. Are you aware that I used to be a mother?
I don't know that I am, Kay.
Yeah.
What does used to be mean?
Well, this is what happened to me. Okay. I was a mother, and I was a very young mother, and I had a beautiful baby girl. And she was a delight in every way. I mean, really, she was a mini-me, Martha, so you can imagine how adorable she was.
Oh, yeah, well, there
and,
you have it.
And, I mean, she was just an adorable little girl and very smart, as you might expect, and very talented, and I adored her. But then something happened. She just kept getting older and older, and then one day I realized that I was much too young to be her mother. So I promoted her to my sister. I promoted her. I gave her a well-deserved promotion and made her my sister. And so now she's my sister, and I no longer am a mother.
I love that.
Well,
I mean, you have definitely described what happens as you become friends with your grown children.
Mm-hmm.
You did become
well, this was,
more like
this
a
was something, yeah, no. You misunderstand completely. She did not become more like a sister. She became my sister. I gave her a promotion, Martha. That adult child was there's no way I could be a mother to a child that age. No way. You know,
yeah,
there's just
gotcha.
No way. So she became my sister, and it was well earned, and it's official. So I'm like you, I'm no longer a mommy, but I used to be, and I have very fond memories of it, you know. Although I think you would point out that there are days, you know, being a mother is great, if I recall. Being a mother is great, but there are days, aren't there?
There are days. There are weeks. There are months. Sometimes there's whole years where mm-hmm. it is like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. You're going to be there for people, though, aren't you? You,
always.
The resident mom, the intergalactic mom, the Jane Jetson of all mommies, you're going to be there for people, right? They're at the Mommy Galaxy.
I think so, because I bring a lot to the table. I really do. It's not just that I was a mom of three. you know, boys growing up, but it was, it's like my background, you know, how I raised them, different things, things that they did, how I coped with it, you know, trying to keep the marriage together, you know, dealing with in-laws, just all of it. I feel like I bring a lot to the table.
Well, you absolutely do. And I'm really intrigued by your new site and your new endeavor, because I have heard about this. And I'll tell you in a moment what I mean by this. I have heard about this thing for years. And when I've heard about it, I've heard that it is more difficult than almost anything. That is actually more difficult than being a mother to a human child. And that is being the mother of a forum.
Oh, no.
You have started a forum.
Why didn't you tell me that? Why didn't you tell me that a month ago? Why are you just telling me now while we've got the forum started up and I'm trying to moderate it?
Well, let me tell you, I am not trying to be discouraging. I'm really not. But I want to tell you what I've heard about forums and why nobody wants to start a forum, okay? And then you can tell me what you think about it. And once again, I do not want to be discouraging, but if I did, I would be discouraging around a forum. I really would. And the other thing is I can feel a lot of comfort in being a little bit discouraging because it won't make a dent in you. I know you too well. I mean, you are totally optimistic. You just always believe in the best outcome. So there is no worry at all on my part that I'm going to offer you any sort of lasting discouragement, right? The discouragement will only last for what? 17
or 18
painful minutes.
It's almost like it makes me stronger, Kay. Give it to me. Come on.
Okay. Well, here's the problem with a forum. It's people showing up. You know, I mean, you can have a forum. You can announce a forum, but what do you do if nobody comes to the forum? Or what if people come to the forum, they look around the forum, it looks like there are no people at the forum, and then they leave the forum? They don't want to be alone in the forum. What then?
You know, I'm just learning about that because we're so new. There are a lot of people signing up for the forum, but they're like workers. They're just watching, and they haven't contributed any comments yet. I did have someone tell me that nobody wants to be the first one to comment in a topic. So I went in and commented in a lot of them myself. I didn't really like that, though, because then you look down, and it's like, Martha, Martha, Martha. Way too much Martha. Mm-hmm. So, I'm learning as I go. But I know exactly what you're saying. Nobody wants to be first.
Nobody wants to be first. And, you know, how do you start a conversation around some of these topics? Do you think it would help if you were, you know, kind of controversial?
I've considered that, but that's really not my style. You know, it's really not my cup of tea. I believe that some topics will be controversial, but I really don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to be happy, Mommy.
Yeah, I know you do. So, Martha, what about this? Some people who start forums, this is what I've heard. I don't have any hard and fast evidence of this, but this is just what I've heard, is that in desperation, they make up a lot of different identities and they have fake conversations between 17 versions of themselves. Have you considered doing that?
That is so funny that you mentioned that because I actually had that suggested to me by someone. And I was like, you know, if I'm nothing else, I'm authentic. You know, if the forum gets a slow start, I'm cool with that. I just can't do it that way. But I've heard that too. I've heard it myself. And like I say, it was actually suggested to me. And I was like, no, we're having real people. My 89-year-old mother has actually been in the forum. Now, she's not computer savvy, but she sat beside me and I read the topics and she gave her little, you know, cute sayings and I typed them in there for her. She's Miss Betty in the forum.
Is that right? Well, you know, I think really the idea of coming up with fake personalities would work if you had multiple personality disorder. You know, then it would be authentic. And then, I mean, maybe the people who do that, maybe they're just as authentic as you and me, but they have many personalities. Did you think
about that? No, I hadn't thought about that. You know what? I had not thought about that. I'm liking that idea because I'm thinking of several friends that might fit that description. And I think I should connect with them and ask them to come into the forum.
If you could recruit them as members of your forum, that would be like, you know what, like 12 for one. It would be great. That would be kind of the definition of leveraging friendship, wouldn't it?
You know, I'm loving that idea.
Yeah.
We could even take it further. I could even help within my community. I could probably even call like the local psychologist and say, do you have people with multiple personalities that need a place to go and chat?
Exactly. It could be an
outlet. Their personalities need an outlet. Yeah. So, you know, maybe I could actually help in my local community that way.
Well, I do not want to be considered a lurker. Okay. And I told you, I'm really no longer a mom, even though I at one time was a mom. I'm now a sister. And, but I did visit, of course, your website in anticipation of this conversation. And I saw a posting last night and there was a woman who had a really good, legitimate question. And I have to tell you, Martha, all I could do was think of smart, alecky answers. And they would not have been appropriate. They would not.
But maybe they would have. You can always put, now here's the thing. This is what I love about the internet. Everybody knows what LOL means, right? Laugh out loud. So you almost have a pass to say the most outrageous thing you want to, and you just put LOL behind it.
Yeah, I do that all the time. People are on to me, Martha. I'm not sure I can get away with that.
Me too, but isn't that a great tip?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's I sling it out there and LOL it all the time. You know, I don't know. Other people do it too. I don't know if it works or not. People are no longer speaking to me, so I don't know.
Well, you know, I wish you would come and do that over in the forum because, of course, I would come right behind you as the mommy moderator that I am, and I would explain that, you know, it's Kay. She's going to be like this. She's in our forum. Get used to it. How about that?
Yeah. Well, you could do that, or you could just erase my comment, right? I mean, that's the thing I'm afraid of.
But who wants to do that? I mean, seriously.
This
is America.
But see, I'm glad you mentioned the whole moderating thing because that was the one other thing that I have heard about having a forum. Because you have to just be there constantly, you know, just trying to socialize and answer questions and help bring people along and make it active. Are you worried about that? I mean, are you going to be doing this 24/7?
Well, it's funny you say that because up until this moment, no, I haven't worried about that. It's like, you know, I'll get over there when I get over there. Y'all have fun. I'll be back, you know, when I get back. I haven't really worried about it.
Yeah, that's
you know,
why I'm here.
I check on it a couple times a day. It's still new. I go check a couple times a day, see what people are doing. You know, I'm still, you know, in the early stages of promotion. So I can see where it could get like that. And if it does, you know, maybe I'll have to take on another mommy to help me.
Yeah, I think that full employment for mommies, I'm all for it. Now, I do notice that Mommy Galaxy has there on the front page, in addition to Martha's Corner, there's a featured mom.
Right. We're going to have a featured mom. My goal is to have a featured mom every week.
Wow. And so what do you have to do in order to be a featured mom? Do you have to be just a really fabulous mom? Do you have to have,
you know what?
Do you have
you
to be
don't.
Pretty?
No.
You have Lynette.
You have
Lynette
no.
Patterson is your featured mom. She's very pretty. Do you have to be pretty?
Well, you don't have to be what you have to be is just a mom who would like to be featured. That's pretty much the only criteria that I have at this point. I have several lined up for the next couple months, and they're people that I know, and they're just, you know, I don't even know if any of them would put themselves in the category of awesome mom, but they all have something unique, I think, to bring to the table. You know, Lynette's, she's so wonderful with, you know, nutrition, exercise, diet, that type of thing. But she also brings to the table the fact that she's a mom who lost a child at one point. And so, you know, she's doing double duty on being our featured mom. She brings, you know, a nice touch to the forum there. So we're really looking for any mom who's interested in being featured. You know, I have at the top, there's a share your story. You can submit it and we can look it over or whatever. But the great thing about the homepage is the featured moms in any of the articles. And by the way, I wrote several of them. When you read the article, you can go straight over to the forum to discuss the article if that's what you're interested in.
So yeah, that's a great idea. And I think the whole concept of a featured mom is a great idea. You know, I'm predicting, and I'm good at this, I'm predicting that that is going to be quite the popular place to be. And that, you know, because there's so much competition on the internet. There's so much competition in social networking. People will soon be, there will be fist fights, there will be arm wrestling, there might be jello wrestling in order to be ultimately selected as the featured mom. You might be able to start charging people to be the, have you considered about that, doing that?
Well, you know, it could happen, sure, it could happen. I'm so glad to hear you say that, though, because I'm loving that prediction that you've come up with, that it's going to be a great place. To me, the featured mom, I mean, that's why it's right in the middle of the page, because it is the most important thing. I want her to be the featured mom. I want the person who is there to, you know, stand out in the middle of the page, to say what it is she wants to say, and for the people to go into the forum and, you know, chat with her if they'd like.
Well, there's that, but I mean, just think of all the benefits to the actual featured mom, Martha. I mean, think about it. I'm just going here on vague memories of what it was like to be a mom, but just think if I could have said to my daughter back when I had one, darling, don't give me that. I am your mother, and not only that, I am the featured mom of Mommy Galaxy.
Oh my gosh. Now, that's good.
That has currency.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Don't argue with me. I'm the featured mom.
Exactly. Your husband comes home, and the children are still up, and they're running around the house, and, you know, the house, and he makes some comment about whether or not you are an adequate mom, and you say, adequate? I am more than adequate. I'm exceptional. I am the featured mom on Mommy Galaxy.
I love that. I have not even thought that far in advance.
See how popular it is going to become. You do understand now, don't you, why I think you can monetize it. Don't you think women would, what about women who want to, you know, want to be mommy for, let's think about this for a moment. What if there were a single woman who speculates that she would like to be married and a mother and, you know, she has this kind of alternate life possibility in her head. Could this be a way for her to try it out virtually? Or could you instigate that on the site? You know, like fake mom.
Oh, try out to be a mom, you mean?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Imaginary mom, you know, something like
a
that.
A trial mom.
Exactly.
I like that. You know what came to my mind, Kay, when you were talking about the leveraging that featured mom is, you know how moms can be sometimes, like, they want to be the head mom, they want to be the room mom, they want to be, you know, whatever, and there's a little cat fighting going on about who should be in charge of certain things, you know, like if you want to be the baseball mom or whatever. Well, wouldn't it be great to say that I'm the featured mom on Mommy Galaxy? I should be it.
Exactly. it would have currency at the PTA, you know.
Exactly. It so would. I mean, I can, now I'm just seeing a whole new use for that featured mom.
It's very prestigious, I believe. You know, not as prestigious as being the resident mom with your own corner.
Well, of course not.
But it does have a lot of prestige. And that's the way it should be.
Women Are Not Funny is brought to you today by Kindle Pimp at KindlePimp.com. If you like to read, and you know that you do, you will love the Amazon Kindle. Go buy yourself one today at KindlePimp.com.
You are listening to Women Are Not Funny with your host, Kay Ballard, and this week's overexposed guest, Martha Giffen. And now, back to the show.
So, you know, we've kind of skated around this a little bit, but since you are the resident mom of Mommy Galaxy, are you a celebrity mom or are you a wannabe celebrity mom?
I don't know. Here's the deal. You know, I'm a wannabe celebrity, no doubt about it. So if it takes being a mom to get to the celebrity status, then I'll use it.
Yeah. Well,
now you know that's true, Kay.
I do know that. I do know that. And I know that you'll go to almost any extreme to succeed. And that's what makes me ask you this. Now, Martha, this is a little bit personal. Can you handle it?
I'll try.
Okay. Well, you know how I feel about the whole age thing. I mean, I think one of the most wonderful things about being a woman is not only can you lie about your age, but you're obligated to lie about your age. So given that, we're not going to talk about how old you might be or how old I might be, because if we did, it's likely we wouldn't really even tell the truth, right? But have you considered having another baby to sort of beef up your credentials?
You know, that has not entered my mind, but that is a fabulous idea. You know, in my climb to the top, It's not beneath me. If Mommy Galaxy is where I'm headed to be the mommy of all the galaxy, then it probably would serve me to have a baby on my hip.
Well, I think so. I think so. And you have to be aware, as most women are, that there are benefits, there are definite benefits to having a baby when you are, shall we say, a certain age. And one of them that just comes to mind immediately is the fact that when you have a baby and you are a little bit out of the baby having range, you can actually nurse that baby standing up.
That is hilarious. I did not know that.
Well, think about it.
But you're right.
No, actually, I am right.
For the first time on your program, I'm speechless.
Yeah,
I got the visual, and it just totally left me speechless.
Isn't it interesting the way that net radio can actually be visual that way? But speaking of visual, what about mom glamour? I mean, is there such a thing? Is that possible for a mom to be glamorous?
Yes. I think glamour comes in all different shapes and sizes, and it's not just about, you know, having our makeup on and, you know, how we look. It's who we are and who we are from inside and how it shines out. Yes, moms are glamorous. That's part of the deal here, is that we are glamorous. We're wonderful. Beautiful.
Yes. So will there be makeup tips?
I'm looking into that. You know, I actually have a son who's a professional makeup artist, so we may bring him onto the site on occasion for that kind of thing. Right now, I'm not looking for that right into the form unless somebody's asking for it, but I do have a great, you know, avenue into the turning yourself beautiful with cosmetics.
Yeah, well, that would be absolutely wonderful because, you know, I talked about it on last week's show about when our guest was Shannon Glass, and she is also a multiple featured guest. Hasn't been on three times, Martha. You're still ahead of her. But she is kind of your polar featured guest from Martha Giffen because one thing about Shannon is she hates everybody, and you love everybody. So in that respect, you're exact opposites, you know. And when Shannon says she hates everybody, she actually really does, okay? And when you say you love everybody, you actually really do. That's the thing that amazes me, because there are people who say both of those things, and they really don't mean it. But the two of you are completely sincere in your position.
That is funny. I like everybody, but that's funny that you see me that way, because I don't think everybody who knows me thinks that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I have my share of enemies, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, that I do. I refuse to believe it. But anyway, on last week's show, I was telling her about having listened to a radio show, internet radio show, and they were talking about lip gloss. And one of them said, one of the women who was on the show said that the lip gloss to wear was Max Glam 5. Okay, and when I heard that, I leaped up from my chair, ran across the room, and I wrote it down. And I did that even though I don't wear lip gloss. And so I guess my point is, I don't really love makeup, but I do love makeup tips. So just keep that in mind as you go forward with your forum. You know, I just really.
So, you know, it's funny that you say that you wrote that down, because before you said you wrote it down, I was writing it down as you were saying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have those things written down, right? I mean, you know, it might be good to buy the stuff and wear it, but it's better yet just to have it written down. If you have those things on your forum, that would be very, very cool. So, you know, I did, though, as I said, I took a look around, and there were a couple of things that I really kind of wanted to bring up with you. I hope you won't object. In some respects, I think I'm being a little pushy, and I know you love that about me.
You pushy?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was one article, and it's just there for comment. You know, it's just there. It's a cool article, but it's about saying things you wish you hadn't said. It's about being snippy. It is about gossip. It's talking about gossip in a negative light. You refer to it as smack talk. I thought that was quite interesting vernacular. Martha, here's just a little bit of advice for you, okay?
Okay.
I mean, are you familiar with the concept of zagging instead of zigging? You know, the whole idea, it's a takeoff on zigzag. And so the clever person who wrote the book and the clever people who continue to quote it talk about the importance of zagging instead of zigging. So I think that's not bad advice, and I wonder if
okay,
you...
Okay, so am I zagging or zigging? What are you saying?
Well,
am I zagging or zigging in talking about gossip when I'm wanting them to come in a forum and get gossiping, maybe?
No, well, clearly I'm not being clear, and I apologize for that. But have you ever considered, I think it's kind of parting line to discourage gossip, have you ever considered encouraging gossip and actually teaching your moms on your forum how to be better at gossip, how to give really juicy gossip, really, you know, on occasion, whenever necessary, possibly cruel gossip, and how to be, you know, gossip masters. Have you ever considered that? Like, here is the place where you can learn to gossip. Here is a place where you can gossip. You can learn to gossip. We teach gossip. We advocate gossip.
That one is tricky. As I say in that article, you know, nobody really wants to gossip, but I guess we gossip all the time, don't we?
I personally am not a big fan of gossip, unless it's about me. And also, you know, I've gotten to the point where I just consider anything a compliment. You know, say anything you will about me, and I come back with thank you, because it's just easier that way. You know, but as I read the forum, the article in the forum, and you were really kind of discouraging your readers from being a gossip, I thought, you know, why not just go with it? Why not just, instead of discouraging it, help people get really, 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 really good at it?
I don't really want to be known as the gossip teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. It's just an idea. That's fine. You know, I mean,
Hey, but you know what, Kate? Maybe I should bring you in to be the gossip teacher. Maybe you could be the featured gossip teacher.
Darling, I am not good at gossip. I'm the one who wanted to learn. I was hoping for a little instruction. All right. Well, here's something else. You know, one of your readers wanted some ideas for, some good ideas for Mom's Night Out. She said that she and her friends were kind of done with dinner and a movie, so they wanted some other ideas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What are your ideas, Sam? I gave them the typical, you know, let's go bowling or whatever. I gave them everything I could think of where you could drink.
Martha, I read those and I just couldn't believe it. Listeners, Martha's first suggestion was that these moms go bowling, and she said because, you know, you go bowling, you can drink while you're playing, and you'll laugh a lot.
Well, you know, that's why I said that, because when my kids were younger, we actually used to go bowling. When they would go to school, we'd all go to the bowling alley, you know, on occasion, and it was a lot of fun. We would laugh. None of us were good bowlers, and it was just a fun way to spend the afternoon.
Yeah. Apparently, you were doing a lot of drinking. Martha, do you remember how ugly those bowling shoes were? Do you remember that?
I do remember the bowling shoes, yes. Yes, and some of the people that actually worked at the bowling alley were not.
Yeah. Well,
my favorite.
Here's the thing. I mean, I really don't bow, but I do own a bowling ball. I actually own a Andy Warhol bowling ball that he designed for Coca-Cola, and it's not drilled, you know. But I do own a bowling ball. If I were going to take it with me to a bowling alley, I would have to have it drilled first, you know.
We never had our own bowling balls, but I can tell you a hilarious story about a bowling ball and my kids, if you want to hear that, which might be, I probably should put it out there. One of my sons did have a bowling ball at one time. He may still have it, I don't know. But he got the crazy idea to pull the trampoline over to, his bedroom was on the second floor of our home, and he pulled the trampoline over under his window and dropped the bowling ball out to see what it would do. It would bounce.
And what happened?
Craziness. People don't realize the kind of craziness that I have lived through.
I mean,
luckily, he didn't throw his body out the window to test it.
That sounds very inventive. You know, you're the mother of a very inventive son and someone with curiosity, a child who is very curious. What happened? Did the bowling ball bounce on the trampoline? What happened?
Not really.
Did it land nearby the trampoline?
It went down, but it stayed on the trampoline. It was crazy. Maybe I should do that in the forum. Maybe I should just think of all the crazy things that my kids did, list all of that. And, you know, to say, I bet you can't top this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would bring lots of mothers in, you know, kind of the whole one-up thing. Yeah, I think you're onto something, there. You know, your other suggestion to this poor woman who was looking for alternatives on Mother's Night Out was to play Bunko. Darling, who has even heard of Bunko? Once again, must be a drinking game.
It is the most mindless dice. It's a dice game, and it's played all over here in Alabama where I live. It is the silliest game. You roll for your onesies and you roll for your twosies. You keep score, and you either play for money or you play for prizes. And there again, you're having great conversation while it's going on, and you're eating and just having a fun time. Mm-hmm. I know, it's goofy.
And I know what you're eating.
I
know, and I know what you're eating in Alabama. If you recall, you're eating a sweet salad. You know, you're eating salad with sugar on it, and you're drinking sweet tea, and apparently sweet tea with a shot of what do you put in your sweet tea to make it a little more
No, we don't put anything in the tea. No, that would be, that's a sacred thing.
Okay.
You don't make anything with
that.
Tea.
Well, speaking of sacred, you know, the other recommendation you gave this woman is that she and her mommies for their night out, they go to the Nutcracker, you know.
Oh, and, no. Is that boring? Is that just plain boring?
No,
see,
you
my
have
friends
to,
and I would do stuff like that.
Darling, you have
boring?
When you do crap like that, you take your children with you. You know, that's not a mom's night out. I don't know. Maybe you do need to write answers for you on that particular question. What to do on mom's night out?
Okay. What would be your suggestions? What should we tell her to do for mom's night out?
Well, tell her husband it's mom's night out, and then go have an affair with someone really hot. Just an idea. Okay, well, now, are you going to be, I really haven't noticed so far, but are you going to be featuring food? There's an article, Put Your Kitchen on a Diet. Are you going to be doing reviews, like restaurant reviews of like Happy Meals or, you know, that's kind of what crossed my mind.
I don't know that I'm going to be doing anything with food. You know, there's so many people doing recipes, food, yada, yada. And, you know, let's face it, I'm not a great cook, and I don't really, that area of life is not where I hang out in the kitchen.
I always
give my best to get out of the kitchen.
Right. Could you teach people, and here by people, I mean mommies, could you teach them how to make blue box macaroni and cheese?
I can do that. And do you know, to this day, my kids love that because that's what they grew up on.
Yeah,
I can tell you, one of mine, we went to someone's home and they had prepared, you know, beautiful macaroni and cheese where they had, you know, made it from scratch. And my son looked at me and he said, "This tastes terrible."
You
like the craft, baby.
If you are accustomed to Blue Box, it is true that your very homemade rich macaroni and cheeses that have custard and, you know, all kinds of things like that, they're very different, aren't they?
Yes, yes. But my goal was to stay out of the kitchen. So it would be interesting to me to see the moms, if they want to go there, I can moderate it, but I'm not that big of a help in the kitchen. My mother was. She was Betty Crocker times two, but... I never found that interesting, Kay. You know the kind of mom I am. I was a daddy's girl, and I always found the back room, that was where stuff was happening. You know, intellectual conversation. I was kind of a different kind of mom.
It is one aspect, though, of being a mother. You know, most children, this is just, you know, this is, really more than theory. I'm pretty much convinced of this. Most children are fairly motivated to eat, you know, or to not eat. You know, there's a lot going on around food when you are a mommy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is, it's kind of my own memories, and they are vague since I'm no longer a mommy, but I can remember Choosy Mothers Choose Jif.
Mm-hmm.
And once I learned that Choosy Mothers Choose Jif, do you think it would have been possible for me to buy any other brand of peanut butter? I mean, I'll tell you the answer in advance. No. No way. you know, because choosy mothers choose Jif.
I hear ya. I was right there. I mean, I went for all that too. I was very much into brand if I thought it would work. And I
One aspect of being a mommy blogger and being in the mommy space is that your successful mommy bloggers really, 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 from what I understand, I'm only on the outside looking in, they really get a lot of swag. They really do. In fact, it's my belief that it is possible for your competent mommy blogger, and by competent, I mean a mommy blogger with more than 23 readers, regular readers, it would be possible for a mommy blogger to get a year's supply of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. And I can tell you, I mean, I've been looking at the mommy bloggers, too, because, I'm fairly new to the niche, and those chicks are connected.
They are totally connected.
They not have only, a sisterhood.
Not only are they capable of scoring a year's supply of peanut butter, even if it's not the kind that a choosy mother would choose, they are invited places. I mean, Disney loves them. Disney sends them DVDs of movies. Isn't that kind of your dream, is to get a DVD from Disney of the latest Pocahontas movie? I mean, tell the truth, Martha. Isn't that kind of what you're going for here?
You know, I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking, is this where it's all going to end? Because that is so not my dream.
Wait. Martha, I must stop you here. This is just a warning, because I love you. When you talk about Disney, when you're thinking about Disney, particularly in the mommy space, you have to be careful. You have to be reverent. I mean, I had a situation where on Twitter one time I tweeted pox on all Disney characters, and I was immediately unfollowed by.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so glad for that info, because I do love Disney. I've been there 5 or 6 times. I've even been on the Disney cruise. I mean, what kind of mommy was I there? You know, mm-hmm. took them on the Disney cruise. So mm-hmm. I like Disney, but I'm glad for the heads up that I need to treat Disney with total respect.
Yeah, respect and reverence. And what you might consider doing in the forum is just every once in a while just post a little thing about, you know, how much you love Disney, how much you...
Well, you know what? I do love Disney, and I have a way of every time I went, I had to do certain things in certain orders. How funny is that? I always had to go to It's a Small World first, and I always mm-hmm. had to see the electrical parade every night.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
To the point where my boys were like, Mom, we're going to skip the parade. Have fun.
Yeah. I mean, I have to admit, Martha, this is one area where I definitely am more suited to being a sister than I am to being a mommy. My own daughter, back when I had one, we did not take her to Disney World until she was 12 at least. And that, in many states, when Child Protective Services finds out about that you are in the middle class and you have been so lax as to not
take... Well, it's true. Now, my rule, Kay, you had to be 5. You had to be 5 uh-huh. to go to Disney. You couldn't go until you were 5. But when you were 5, you got to go. I mean, our rule was you couldn't go until you were 5.
Well... You
12,
know,
it's 12. Whoa.
It is, it's an important rite of passage. And if I had taken my former daughter to Disney at an earlier age, you know, there's no question about it. Her life would be different. She would be better off now. Because a child has not been to China until they have been to fake China at Epcot Center. You know,
you are so right. You are so right. That's the first place I saw Mexico and just loved it.
Yeah, that you, it's an opportunity to take your child to Mexico, to China. It's an opportunity for your child to see plastic fake Benjamin Franklin, have a conversation with plastic fake Mark Twain. These things are very, very important in a child's, you know, walk towards adulthood. This is really how a child becomes a true American, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so, Disney is a lot of passage, like you say. You have to go there. You have to do it. And you have to put up with all the scary creatures there, too. You know, Cruella's there. I mean, there's some wicked people there, too. Some wicked characters.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And when I'm there, I'm right there with them, you know? I am right there with them. Martha, I have loved talking with you today about Mommy Galaxy. I think no one is better suited than you are to be the true intergalactic mother. And I know that your site is going to be a great success.
Thank you so much. And listen, I want to see you in the forum over there, Kay. I want to see some of those good answers for the moms that I told to go bowling.
Well, I think, you know, I think I have no choice, because even though you are not Pope Mama, even though you are not Mother Superior, you are the resident mom of Mommy Galaxy, and you have spoken.
You have been listening to Women Are Not Funny Radio, a New Media International production. On behalf of Kay Ballard, her fabulous guest, and the secretly hilarious Women Are Not Funny team, thanks for being here. You can listen to our replays anytime you please, but it's so much more fun when you're here. So join us again live next Friday afternoon for Women Are Not Funny Radio.